Hi, I'm Dr. Mayank Patel, diabetes consultant from Southampton.
And I am Partha Kaur, the sidekick to Mayank Patel.
How long have you two known each other?
Too long.
I think we first met in the year 1999-2000, when we started off as trainee specialists in diabetes and endocrinology.
Where was that?
Down in sunny Wessex, Hampshire, mainly.
And you've been together ever since?
Oh, yes. Metaphorically, not always literally.
Yeah. Can you give us the background to the comic? What's it called, for starters?
The comic series is called Type 1, and it's then suffixed by whatever theme we're going to sort of cover. And we always try and give it a name that's catchy, aligned with popular culture in some form or other.
This is very much Mayank's brainchild, right? And his baby, which is what we always say. Is that we have always had a shared interest in comic books, and we wanted to tell the story of type 1 diabetes differently. And Mayank came up with the idea how to do it, got the people together, it's what you see today is just a different way of passing education in a different sort of format. And huge kudos to Mayank for leading that throughout the years.
And what's the reaction?
So we started this work in 2013-14 or thereabouts. The first comic went live in 2014, and I had to say, Partha and I were blown away by how well it landed, was received. I think, pick on Partha's point, education's important for everybody, but for those perhaps those who are young and diagnosed with type 1, the traditional offering was a very clinical, sterile, NHS-labelled leaflet to the parents often, rather than to the young person who would have the diabetes. And that's where they sort of laid the foundation, where do we go with this and make it a bit more in the frame of popular culture. And by evolving over the years, we found that with each iteration, the response has been really positive. People like the fact we've covered really key common themes, but dressed them up in a entertaining but never belittling sort of way, even taking away the seriousness of diabetes. And hopefully by doing that, it's useful to people with diabetes, as well as those around them, family, friends, teachers, other healthcare professionals. That's been the aim of this.
What are the themes been across the, is it four?
I think it's ranged from diagnosis, detection of ketones, i.e. developing ketoacidosis. I think we were particularly proud of the one that we did around stigma. I think that was really good. And then we have looked at, over the insulin story. So there have been different themes to it all across the board, safety on the wards, inpatient settings. So they've all had different themes as you've gone along, but all touching upon the core of how difficult it is to live with type 1 diabetes per se.
For those that haven't seen it, firstly, why not? Where have you been? But then equally, so each comic essentially takes on a kind of genre of sorts, always depicted in a comic book storyline. So for example, the first issue, volume 1, called Type 1 Origins, was around a young person developing type 1 in the same way the best metaphor I can think of that Partha pointed out was like someone acquiring a superpower for the first time in a superhero movie, shall we say. A shock of it, something new, they're different. That was a sort of vague angle we were trying to take with that. The second one, because it's called Attack of the Ketones, more of a sci-fi vibe to that, thinking of ketones as aliens, monsters, as a force to be beaten, if you like. Volume 3 was, interestingly, just around the time that the Bond movie No Time to Die was being launched, and we thought to weave a spy genre into a comic series has not been done before in this way, and to weave into a stigma storyline as a play on words for Spectre, the Bond film, was how we did that, and to weave in hypoglycemia as well was something we did in that issue as well. And then part 4, as Partha mentioned, is called Generations, which is a time-travelling celebration of 100 years of the use of insulin clinically. Yes, you could have written a paper on it, but we just thought, let's just do a visual time travel story and weave in famous events in history linked to the diabetes story, if you like, so that older readers who may have remembered things in the 1950s and 60s done a certain way could hopefully look at that and smile and think, oh my gosh, yes, that's what we used to do. And volume 5, which went live last year, is called Secret Wards, as Partha mentioned. That's more about, though it's perhaps more of more interest to healthcare professionals who work in hospital, there's no reason why another wider ones couldn't enjoy it as well, as it covers off common themes around diabetes care delivered in hospital settings, for example.
Have they got a process where they can get in touch with you as authors? Have you got any feedback or...
So we don't have any direct line to us, but through forums such as this, Claire, this conference today and other meetings, professional conferences, we get approached by people who say, we like what you're doing, have you considered this topic, that topic? And obviously it's lovely that people are taking interest, but equally it's sometimes hard to fit everything in. There's always niche things that we'd love to do more with, so we are working on volume 6. I can't say any more than that at this point, but we like to feel we're trying to be representative and cover off most common topics. And yeah, there are the rare topics down the line to think and think consider, Partha would perhaps elaborate on.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's what I would say is that from my NHS England point of view, it's picked up a lot of interest in other areas. People from dementia, Parkinson's disease, they've seen how do we put it across, that sort of messaging. And that's been quite powerful to see. I think it's just been seen as a different medium of passing on information. It taps into it in the popular culture, moves it away from the usual, here are some leaflets, learn about it. So that's a good thing across the board.
But equally, the counter, we completely accept people say, comment's a bit childish, it's not for me, and that's absolutely fine. This is just something else out there. It's not, may not be for you, but it's for somebody else. So it's just giving another offering of something where there's a space that we perceive could land well, and thankfully, a number of times it has landed well because we judged it, hopefully pitched it right. So we always ensure that before we go live with an issue, it's peer-reviewed by people with diabetes to make sure we're not on the same page, nothing is triggering or been termed badly or phrased wrong, to make sure we're really as accurate as we can be. But despite these things, you know, no one thing is perfect. You're always going to potentially upset or somebody, and it happens occasionally, but it's very honest about that, and it's just, it is what it is, unfortunately. We do our best.
And where can people get hold of this if they haven't seen it already?
So it's online, it's free. I think you just have to put in Revolve Comics and type 1 diabetes and it all pops up. And we have been at pains to make sure it's free to download, so it's not linked with any payment or anything. You can just access it. So as I said, just Google the words Revolve Comics, type 1 diabetes and up it pops.
And that'll work across the world, I presume.
It's global. It's very humbling. Last check I made with Danny, the comic company lead director, we'd hit somewhere in the region of 28 to 30,000 global downloads of all 5 comics to date, which is really humbling in the last 10 years or so. Of course we'd like more, but we'll take that, and it's really flattered that so many people have taken to this and enjoyed it.
Any thoughts of other languages?
Well, actually, there is a spin-off of it, which we have done in India.
That's what I thought.
And which has been quite good over there.
Two
now, and done by Jazz Sethi and a group who's type 1 diabetes advocate, so does a lot of work. So yeah, we're always looking to sort of expand, and it's always good fun. It's a fun project at the end of the day. So whenever people come with ideas, we're very open to sort of doing it in different languages, different areas. Story's the same, irrespective of which country or what language you have.
And what's lovely, in the India version that Partha and I consulted on for the team over there, was that their cultural experience is very different. Yes, the disease is the same, but how the news is, broken, how it's managed is different. And so for us to read that for the first time was fascinating for me, thinking, I know it, I don't think I know it all, but in the UK you see it done a certain way, but in India, obviously very different. And we put it out there, ask other countries reach out. We've had a couple of inquiries, nothing's come to concrete yet, but that's not to say it won't. Let's hope so, other countries take interest.
Not everybody speaks English.
No, this is true. Absolutely. Good point, Claire, thank you.
That's lovely. Anything else you two want to add?
No, I think hopefully, as Partha said, definitely going to keep this free. We'll never charge for this. It's a free online resource. Hard copies are not easily available. It can be done, but it involves printing logistics. But we feel that the online experience, hopefully it's sustainable. You know, it's people can read it on the go. It's easily done. So we'll hopefully think about a few more ideas. We can continue, involve others, and carry on best we can if there's appetite for it and there's a story to tell, I think.
Mm. I think from my point of view, to all your listeners, I would like you all to show love to Mayank because of the work he's done. I think it's associated with me because of me there in the background. But I've, as I said, this is Mayank's baby, full stop. And I think people should recognize the labor of love he's put out.
I think doing the day job for me, like as a path, I think just doing the day job as a doctor for me is not enough. I think having a side project which weaves in bits of both of our lives outside, the fun stuff, if that can be weaved in a serious way, but still be fun, that's what really drives me to keep doing this. And key theme we've always aimed to run with is to remind the reader who has diabetes, you're not alone. That's a real, it's not always written in black and white, you are not alone. That's hopefully what the person takes away from reading it. It's not just me that has type 1 diabetes. There are others out there who live with this condition as well. And we're just trying to find a common ground, if you like, and a shared space that people can feel comfortable reading and perhaps talk to others about and say what they took from it, for example.
Thanks for listening to this Living with Diabetes special podcast report from United Through Diabetes 2024, presented by Claire Levy and brought to you by Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation.